In containers A and B, the number of gaseous particles are the same and they are in continuous random motion. In container A, the particles occupy a larger volume. They collide with each other and hit the wall of the container, therefore exerting pressure. In container B, the volume of the gas in the container is reduced, meaning the particles collide more frequently and therefore increasing the pressure. From the above activity, we can see that when the volume of a gas is increased, the pressure decreases, and if the volume is decreased, the pressure increases. Therefore, the volume of the gas is inversely proportional to the pressure applied on the gas and vice versa.